الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق رسوله النبي، صدق الله العظيم. عنوان بيان أبا الشيخ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمہ اللہ تعالی. حضرت started the بیان that every person has to die. There is no doubt, we all got full yaqeen. And you may be having hope, I'll live for 100 years or whatever, but dying we have to, there is no doubt. And when you die, then you come to a T-crossing. And it's either right or left you go. And if you go to the left, may Allah save us all the believers, Allah save us all those who believe they are Muslims, may Allah save us all, that we go, the register, Hazrat said, of the kafirin is also open. There are three registers open at the time of death. And it depends in which register your name is registered. If it goes in that, may Allah protect us with His further come. And nobody can claim, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, somebody wanted to write his life story in his life. So he said, bhai, abhi to marna hai, aur maut ka koi kisi ko pata nahi. We have to die, we don't know how we're going to die. Nobody knows. And that's only in the hands of Allah. We got great hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah is most merciful, most kind. But it is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah save us from that. Then there are two other registers. The one is you die as a mu'min, but as a disobedient sinner. You committed a lot of sins also. That is also one register. Which, if Allah does not make His fazl, He does not forgive you, then you'll have to pay for your sins in the qabr. And the lightest punishment a person gets there in the year after, in the qabr, in akhirah, if a person had the most luxurious, comfortable, enjoyable life, the lightest punishment there, he will realize, he will know, I had no enjoyment ever in my life. So terrible is that punishment. So may Allah save us from that. In the qabr, with snakes, with scorpions, with fires, with the hitting of the malaika, and with them taunting you and telling you, oh, you were a great person. You didn't have time for namaz. You thought you somebody so great, such a busy man, etc. How won't it be? And how long is the life of the qabr? So may Allah save us from that register also. Then there is the third register of the obedient servants of Allah. What is it to be a wali? You fulfill Allah's commands, you stay away from His prohibitions, that you are a wali of Allah. And for that is for the wali, the third. No problem. When you die also, your ruh goes out. like a strand of hair from dry flower. You just pull it out like that. Ruh goes out like that. And at that time, Malakul Maud that comes tells you also that I have been ordered. I can't just take your ruh like that. Allah told me how you would like to take it, let it go out. When you want it to let it go out, like that, it will go out. Just recently, one place where there was a black lady, convert, revert to Islam. Very regular with her, with her ibadah, ta'aleem, everything. She says that her sisters, who were her friends, they were sitting for itikaf. And Malakul Maut came to her every night of Ramzan. So she said, no, I can't come now. Who's going to give me ghusl? These are the people. Till after Ramzan, when they came out of the itikaf, then she gave permission. So for those who become the friends of Allah, Allah instructs Malakul Maut that you ask them how they want to go. So if a person's maut comes, and Malakul Maut, when he comes, he tells you salam, peace upon you. You got no fear. If somebody, may Allah protect us, somebody kidnaps you, from your house, comes in, breaks in and kidnaps you, you don't know who they are. They were baklavas, you don't know. They don't tell you where they take him. The family doesn't know where they take you. What the fearful. Malakul Maut comes like that if we are not obedient to Allah. He just comes and he takes you away. You got no choice. Or if the intelligence come and pick you up, they got some doubt on you, you're a target, and they take you and they don't tell anyone where we're taking you, how long we're going to keep you, what's the condition. Malakul Maut takes a person. And one is like a bride, she's being taken from the house. She knows I have to go, and who's taking me? My husband is taking me. She does feel some little pain leaving her family where she grew up. 20 years she lived with her mother, with her family, with her brothers, sisters, her siblings, playing, fighting, carrying on, and now she's taken out. So she cries as she's leaving. But as soon as she sits in the car, tinted windows, doors are closed, now she starts laughing. And now she's happy, she's with her husband. She's going to her husband's place, she knows. And the bedroom has been prepared there, her house has been prepared there, everything. For a mu'min, maut comes like that. That you feel hard, somewhat. Not really, that also depends on the level that you are leaving your family and that you were associated, you had some contact. But the more you had contact with the akhirat, that also you don't feel. And you just go out like a hair taken out from dry flower. And happily you go. And then what enjoyment. At that time, our Shaykh Hadrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the ayats of the Quran befit that person. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. That nafs that is bilkul, that has got itminan, mutma'inna. It knows, haqiqat, it has yaqeen of akhirat. And it's going there now. And it knew that dunya is just a bubble of on the water. Dunya is just a shadow. Dunya has no reality. That is the real life. And that nafs that came from the position of Ammara Bissu, that was commanding to do a lot of wrong and that. And you made Islam, and you made fikr of it. And you realized this, so to say, only when you came to 13 Supara. Up to 13 Suparas, you didn't even know my nafs is Ammara Bissu. Now you made some effort on it. And now you made it nafse lawama. And it will take you 15 Suparas to reach that. And then your nafs, now you will realize, still you are not right, but you will taunt yourself. You're so bad. And mashallah, how many brothers, sisters, right? I'm the worst. I'm so bad. And how evil I am. People think I'm pious. They see my outward condition. They think I'm pious. But I'm so bad. And when you reach that, you travel one more supara. And you become nafse mutmainna. And then when you become nafse mutmainna, now Allah gives you two honorary degrees also. Like universities give honorary degrees. You didn't study for it, they just give you. Allah gives you two honorary degrees at the time of maut now. That is if we walk this. And this is what we are gathered for, that we become conscious. And now 13 suparas have gone past how long? ألم يعني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق هبند حاس جت ملتت فوات ألم يعني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله for the remembrance of Allah, to turn to Allah. So many reminders are coming. Jamaat brothers are making kash coming door to door. How many programs they are having? Ulama making bayans, etc. All this, hasn't the time yet come? Yes. We are already past 13 suparas, yet our time hasn't come. Now, work 15 suparas, work on your nafs. At least make it lawama. And from lawama to mutmainna is a short little distance. Just one supara and your nafs will become mutmainna. And now you are at the end of the Quran Sharif. Now you have done everything. So at that time, when Malakul Maut will come, and he comes, Allahu Akbar, with the kafan of Jannat. And before the people put on the kafan of dunya, they put on the kafan of Jannat on that person. And he comes with the two chains, trains of Malaika. And each one of them carrying a branch of Jannat. On each branch there are 20 leaves, with 20 different colors, with 20 different fragrances. And they are giving him Basharat. What an enjoyment it is to die. To die is nothing to be frightened. But it is for a person who made his nafs mutmainna. He is happy to go. It is for the bride that now parents consent, everyone. And nikah is made. And now she is going with her husband. Happily you go. You have got no worry. That is really what life is about. Life is not to prepare big mansions and leave them behind. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the open folly and deception of dunya, which is open not only to a mu'min, even to a kafir. That deception, that what you work your fingers to the bone, what you work 724, all that you must leave behind and you're going without it. But how can that be ever logic? How can that be make sense to a person? And a person who prepared for what he's going to, that makes sense. You prepared for Akhirat, and you are going to Akhirat, that makes sense. So at that time, this wonderful treatment you're getting, and your soul is eager to come out of the body. Like the bird that wants to fly out of the cage. That is the life of a mu'min. Once the bird just must get a little chance, even you did not actually want it to fly out, you were just putting water in the cage, you opened the door and you found a gap, it's gone, it flies away. Like that, the nafs just goes out like that. For those who prepare, who know the freedom of the Akhirat. But those who think that, those who are so stupid and think of the cage to be everything, and they just want to live in the cage, those people, how stupid are they? But the wide open freedom of the world, in comparison to make us understand, Akhirat is like the whole big world compared to that small cage of the bird. We are in a cage here. A dunya sijnul mu'min. You are in a cage. And a real person who's got akal. And that small bird, we tell somebody you've got bird brains. But even if you have got at least bird brains, you'll want to fly out. You won't be eager to stay in this world. The bird also just wants to fly out and goes into the hole. And yeah, in the cage, it's getting its food on time, getting its water on, but it doesn't want that. It wants its freedom. And when you go out, and the freedom of Akhirah, Allahu Akbar, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. We're thinking, yeah, in this dunya, I make provision, my bank balance is so much, my properties are so much, and that. In Akhirat, it will be just your desire. You won't have to work for anything. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Just what you will desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you will ask for. Jannat starts where your dreams end. If a person in this dunya is told that just imagine, let your imaginations run wild. Don't think of the limitations of science also, that what can science do, what it cannot do. You just think what kind of a bedroom you would like, what kind of a bathroom you would like, what kind of a garden you would like. Kings of the past, just to give you, perhaps our minds don't reach there also. They had like a, what you call that, like a slide onto the king's bed. And every night they would slide a different girl for her. So perhaps our minds don't even reach there. We don't know where our minds can reach. Even if you think of all those things, what you'll get in Jannah, Jannah will start where all your imagination, your dreams, your everything comes to an end. Allah will ask the people of Jannah, when they got the Jannah, you got, you're happy? Allah, what you gave, what we couldn't think of, what we couldn't dream of, you gave us. Allah will say, there's even something more greater. What will be Jannah? That is that is the house of Allah. Raise your vision. Why are you looking just down? Why are you just looking through your nose? Look at Allah. Yeah, in this world we say the sky is the limit. Hey, there is no limit in Akhirah. The person who will get the smallest Jannah will get, it will be 10 times the size of this dunya. Allahu Akbar. And your nazar, your eyes will be such. Yeah, you got, we are here. Many of us have come from Durban, Joburg, all different places. We can't see our houses now. We can't see, okay, you've got on a cell phone now, you can see. You're just seeing the picture there. And that also, that where the camera is at that time, you can see. And immediately what's happening in the other room, you can't see. In your shop, what's happening, you can't see. In Jannah, Allah will give you such eyes that all your possessions, you will be able to forget that, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, a person maybe asks his wife million times in marriage, you only love me. There's no one else in your life. I'm the only one for you. In Jannah, you will see in her heart, you will see your love written there. What more conviction can you get? And what love, and they are Oruban Atraba. They are masters. They got not their PhDs, they got their masters in love making. And how they will make love, Allahu Akbar. When a person will see his hoor of Jannah, and not one hoor, how many houris he will have. When he will see her, it comes for 40 years he will look. His eyes won't blink one time. Otherwise, I can't remember now, but in 1 second, how many times a person's eyes blink? It's natural. All the time he just blinks. So his eyes won't blink. He won't look right, he won't look left. He'll just be gaping at her. And in all probability, not only will his eyes be wide open, his mouth also. Just looking at her. After 40 years, she will say, is that all? Isn't there anything else to do? Only even look, that's all, only looking. Then he will embrace her. For 70 years will he embrace her. And Allahu Akbar, who will he be embracing? That if her one drop of saliva has to fall, one drop in the seas of the world, the seven seas will become sweet. So how, what will be the taste in his mouth? So that 70 years you can well understand it. And what noor will she have? If her one strand of hair has to come in this world, the noor and the light of it, the sun and the moon will look like a candle in the day. Candle, you burn at light, you can see how much light it's giving. Oh, now if the fluorescent lights were on at night, lot light. But in the day, even you switch it off, you don't notice it. They lose their value. In view of that, it will be like that. How beautiful won't they be? And nahnu khalidat, we are forever and ever. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah explains in Allahabad in India, one Hindu person was adamant to marry one cousin of his, was extremely beautiful. He wasn't beautiful, he wasn't handsome. But he was going mad. They married her. He got married, and within a year she died. He went mad. And he said, if I knew you were going to die in a year's time, I shouldn't give my life to you. I shouldn't have given my heart to you. I gave my everything for you. He went mad. And this also, how a person goes mad, what is this dunya? One person went to the maid hospital. He wanted to see around, little tour. So the superintendent was taking him around. The first ward that he went to, there was a person all the time shouting, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. Shabnam is the name of a girl. That Shabnam, where are you? Shabnam, I love you. I can't do without you. What happened to this man? He went mad all the time. Shabnam, Shabnam. Say, this is the man who wanted to marry a girl by the name of Shabnam. For whatever reason, he could not marry her. In his love, and he did not fulfill his quest and desire, he's gone mad. Went to the next ward. There was one person, was also a mad person, and all the,
screaming, shouting.
What's wrong with this man? He is the man who married Shabnam. The one who didn't marry Shabnam also went mad. And the one who married Shabnam also went mad. This is what this dunya is all about. Hey? And the hosts of Jannat you will get, Allah Akbar. You can't imagine. Hey? What their beauty will be, Allah Akbar. When they will walk in one motion of this, not one step, one motion, 100,000 nas will come out. That is like, you know how women would be smart and how they carry on that nas there. 100,000 nas from one motion of us. Hey, to give us an idea, like you had this Miss World parade, all the women, they are walking, how they walk with style, they take a turn and how they turn to the audience again, etc. Or in a beauty contest, or when they clothes, modeling, how they walk, etc. Now somebody might be thinking, oh, Maulan also walks. He also got an idea of all this. So there isn't anything like that. Ajeeb, I found in the tafsir that Allah explains the azab of Jahannam, كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that they will have heads like the heads of shaitan. Anyone saw shaitan? But he knows clearly what is the, he's got an idea what they are. And Arabs, when they want to explain beauty, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ, that this person is a farishta, honorable, great farishta. Who saw farishtas? That it's in the mind of people. So you don't have to be seeing it. So you don't have to worry, Maulana also is watching all these things and that. This is the thing which is in society, a person knows all. But this Hurul Een, Allah, one of them, what will happen to your heart? Kaleja muku ajayega. Your heart will come in your mouth. And this is, you don't have to worry that she's going to get angry with you also. You don't have to take a whole ton of black magic chocolates to them. When they get so angry with you and their moods change, you have to give them one box of black magic chocolate. The black magic doesn't work here, it won't work there also. And there they will be happy all the time. And that enjoyment, and forever and ever. You don't have to worry about Viagra or anything else. There forever, what strength and your youth will be. And they will be remaining virgins all the time. Allah Akbar, what a life. Where are we wasting our time in this dunya? And this is a mu'min, really, he was that person who was not only for himself, to tell the people of the world, all these people, kuffar and all what they are in the evil, where you people are wasting your time. This is what you do. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. These are the things that a person must strive for. Not the things of this dunya. Allah Akbar. In Jannat, Allah will build, give those palaces that will be double story high. And the windows and doors open from all sides. Husband and wife will be sitting on rocking chairs, not this kind. Rocking chairs of Jannat, studded with pearls and diamonds and rubies and emeralds. Not dunya's pearls and diamonds. The rubies and pearls and diamonds of Jannat they will be studded. And they will be just talking to one another. And they will be just enjoying. The wife won't have to go to the kitchen to make chicken. It will come all ready. The husband won't have to go to job to the shop to job. Everything will be found there. And the servants who will serve them will be also like pearls and diamonds. They'll come and they will serve them. And there you won't get tired. Yeah, you go for a holiday also, but the back of the mind of the man, hey, it's too long. I have to be back in my office again. I have to be again with the calculator, this works out like this, this, that. Your fingers are itching again. I have to be making phone calls again. This I have to conclude, that I have to do. لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. No, you will never ever think and desire to come out of it. And one of the greatest ni'mats also of Jannat, Alhamdulillahi الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ أَنَّ الْحَزَنَ. You will have no huzan, no worry, no sorrow, no fikr of anything whatsoever. Yeah, you get up, today I have to do all these things here. When you sleep at night, oh, this didn't get done, that didn't get done, this went wrong today, that went wrong today. You sleep like that the whole day. Everyone has got fikr. Today, we have come here, the local brothers will have to clean up, they got that fikr, everything. Mutawallis must be happy with everything. People who are traveling, you must reach the airport safely. You are in a flight, anything can happen anywhere. everyone got fikr all the time. This dunya is a place of fikr. And Jannat you'll now realize, and you'll be so happy it will come automatically on your tongue. Now no more fikr. Therefore no more death also. This fikr kills a person. All the time he's got worry, worry, worry about everything. Yeah, no worry whatsoever. Yeah, every pleasure is also mixed with worry. You buy a brand new motor car. You worry that I mustn't go and smash it. Somebody mustn't steal it. Somebody mustn't hijack. You take out insurance. The masala is different. I'm giving an example. Now you're putting tractor on. Why are you doing all this? All your worry all the time. Anything. You get married. I don't know if it will work out or it won't work out. Any, you get a child. Happy occasion. I don't know what kind of a child will it be. Maybe he's come with endless problems in my life. Jannat, no worry whatsoever. There is nothing to worry. No accidents there. No snakes there. And Jahannam is also a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. If there was no Jahannam and all the bad guys were also in Jannat, they should hijack you, come and rob you, hold you up at night. Then what kind of Jannat should that be? So Jahannam is also Allah's ni'mat. All the bad guys are in the prison. Yeah, in this world, the bad guys are walking free. And the citizens, obedient citizens, they are living in prisons. All the burglar bars on the houses and locking it up with big, big locks. We locking ourselves in our own prison. And the crooks are walking around freely. There they will be put one side, all in jail. And then the people who become the righteous people. And even the crooks make tawbah. Correct you. Allah made it so easy. Just tawbah is the far. And Allah Ta'ala forgives and you can become eligible. So Jannat will be that place, Allahu Akbar, where they will sit. A day that will be equal to the day of Friday. There won't be time also. So you won't become 80 years old, 100 old, I'm an old man now, and an old truck, and I have to change so many gears before I can even get up. Nothing like that. You'll be always young in Jannat. And forever and ever you will be there. The day that will be in calculation, Juma, the man will go and meet Allah tomorrow, Qutana. Allahu Akbar. And then there Allah will call Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Now first Allah will call the Hurul Ain to sing for him. And they will sing the praises of Allah. May Allah give us that enjoyment to read those who have got some taste of it, especially in Madinatul Munawwara on each day, Ramzan each day. How all the whole masjid that was there singing tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. To sing the praises of Allah, to make zikr. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. To get this enjoyment. Then you will get that enjoyment there. And also it is narrated, those who used to listen to music in this world, and we didn't make tawbah from it, you'll be deprived of this music in akhirah. And this music today on our cell phones, music. The ringing tone, musical tone. And how many good people, who we think of pious people, and you get shocked, and you tell them, they say that what call it, it's not a musical tone. Allahu Akbar. At one time those used to wear that red scarf. We should tell them, don't wear this, it's red. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't like red color. They say, no, it's not red, it's maroon. Today everyone have to, all different things. This musical tone, the nasheeds, with the drum, doof, sound. You tell them, they say, no, this is not a musical tone. The picture itself, a photo, we say, no, it's not a photo. It's all dots, or all whatever technical terms we use. But the makers of the photo, in their encyclopedias, in their manuals, they say it's a photo. So to say, the photo is in the dots, it's accused of being a photo. And it says itself, I'm a photo, I'm guilty, I am a photo. The makers of it, the defendant lawyer also says, yes, I am a picture. But the prosecutor is insisting you're not a picture. Today, ulama are insisting it's not a picture, it's not a photo. But the makers of the photo say it's a photo. And we are trying our utmost to prove it's not a photo. So anyway, yeah, in Jannat, those all the enjoyments that a person will have, and the when the music, when this hoors of Jannat, and by their singing, all the doorbells of Jannat, and all the leaves of the trees of Jannat will join in chorus. It comes clearly, a person will go in a trance.
What music, what enjoyment. We are not here for the music of this world. Eh? And this music of this world today, what they call this loud music? Loud music they play. Yeah? Rock music and some other word. It makes, a person can't comprehend how can you even tolerate this. Sometimes it happens in one country, the neighbors, they were having music. We couldn't sleep. And how these people live with it. It's impossible to understand. And that music of Jannah. And then, that also remember, those who didn't listen to music in this world will have that honor. For a few days, stay away from all this haram, this filth and dirt, and forever go and enjoy there. Then Allah Ta'ala will ask the people, you heard music like this? No, we never heard such music. Ya Allah, what beautiful music. When to hear something better, is there something better than this also? Then Allah will call Dawood alayhi salam. Allah will say, sit on the mimbar and read the Psalms. And Dawood alayhi salam was blessed with the most beautiful voice. When he will start reading, people will go in a trance again. He'll say, Ya Allah, we can't help it. And if we realize what namaz is, from a standing position, you're singing the praises of Allah, we make it a reality. Surah Fatiha, we don't realize. All the kitabs of the past have come into Quran Sharif. Whole Quran Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. What a thing Allah has given us. And now you, just like you have gone mad in love with Allah, and you want to get to Allah, Allah say, come closer, make ruku. You get great enjoyment, now you have submitted to Allah. But now, you are not satisfied with ruku, you want to become more closer. It comes in the hadith, a person is the most closest to Allah in sajda. So you fall down at the feet of Allah. Then so to say, Allah Ta'ala pushes you away. When you got a taste of it, now you want more. So you go for another sajda again. And that is when you get Allahu Akbar. One lady, I was explaining a few times in the UK, she just passed away. When she used to make sajda in the haram, the people, her friends, family used to get tired. She just don't lift up her head from sajda. Just sajda all the time. And today we get so quickly tired. Hey, we are like that cock, fowl that is picking food, just up and down, up and down, up and down. May Allah give us the reality and then see the enjoyment. Hey, so the people will say, Ya Allah, we want to make sajda for you with this enjoyment. Allah said, the sajdas you made in dunya is enough. No sajda here now. Now here is only enjoyment. Why? You enjoy it so much. Allah, what enjoyment you have given us. Hey, we can't imagine what this enjoyment. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will say that you want something more better than that also. Ya Allah, is there something even more better? Then Allah will start reading Quran Sharif. Hey? Many of us still today, Shaykh Abdul Samad Abdul Basit is a legend in Qiraat. And how many Taris today? What beautiful reading there is. And all, most of us, we don't know Arabic. Those who know Arabic also, we're not mufassir. And the meanings cannot be always in your mind in detail. What is the meaning? Sometimes even the translation you get a bit, you don't know, until you don't even see a kitab. And other people who don't know Arabic at all, but we are fascinated with the Quran Sharif. So much so, Maulana Abdullah Kapodri, Rahmat Baratato, said that Sheikh Abdul Nasser, he told Sheikh Abdul Basit Rahmatullah Ali one time when he was going to Russia, I want you to come. So he said, what am I going to do in Russia? If he takes me to a Muslim country, I'll read Quran. My work is to read Quran Sharif. What am I going to do in Russia? When he went there, they sat in the parliament. Then Sheikh Abdul Jamal Abdul Nasser said that, I want this person first to read. When he started reading and he lifted his head at one time, he saw tears coming down from us. From hardcore atheists, not Muslims, not Arabs, tears rolling down. This is Quran. Suyyarat bihil jibal, kullima bihil mauta. When Allah himself will be reciting. Allahu Akbar. And by the recitation of Allah Ta'ala, there will be like a vapor that will come. And by that, it will condense and become like a cloud. That will rain down on the people of Jannah. And when it rains down, their handsomeness will increase. Hey, men also using creams, etc. now, cosmetics and what. There you don't have to use mum, and you don't have to have roll-on, and you don't have to have this or that. It will, when they go back to their wives at their palaces, and they will knock on the door, the wife, and she'll open, she says, sorry, you had the wrong door. This is not, there's somebody else. He'll say, no, the address is right. They say, but you're so handsome. My husband wasn't that handsome. He say, how won't I be so handsome when I met my Allah? He became more handsome. He said, but you're the wrong lady. You're at the wrong palace. This is not your palace. You're so beautiful, more beautiful than before. She will say, how won't I be so beautiful when the sweet breeze of Muthira blows and it doesn't make dry the skin. You don't have to have all skin lotion and sun lotion and all that. It makes you more beautiful. And this is not for one day. Not when a girl, Ibn Sina, he's not an alim, he's a scientist. He wrote that when a girl is between 10 and 15 years, she's liable to lie me. A doll in the hands of people who play around with dolls. When she's about 20, 25, Khorum in Horul Ain. And then when she's about 40, Ummahatul Banati wal Baneen, mother of their daughters. When she was there 20, 25, her figure was like a Coca-Cola bottle. Now when she's about 40, her figure is like a 200 liter oil drum. Now she's that Ummahat. And when she reaches about 50, then Ujuzun fil Ghabirin. Now she's left off, nobody got interest. And when she becomes older than that, عَلَيْهَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَاكِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. But it's not the work of an alim or a sufi, it's Ibn Sina who said that. And this is for the street woman. A Muslim woman who stays at home and looks after herself, tilawat, zikr, in this world, Allah makes her more beautiful than a Hurul Ain. The street woman, the average life is 30 years or so, then they die. Because all their filth, their age and their HIV and all that. And where can a Muslim man think of the man of Iman, Hafiz al-Quran, Alim al-Din, when make his face filthy and black with this filth and dirt? It's inconceivable. If there is Iman in us, it's not possible to do this. It cannot mix, the two cannot mix if there is Iman in us. So we should think, and then this great namat Allah Ta'ala will give. There in Jannat, the fruit of Jannat will be such. The fruit will come to you. You don't have to go and buy fruit. You don't have to choose fruit. The best fruit will come to you. The branch will come down to you. You take the fruit, you take one bite, and this fruit of dunya, what we think, wonderful, sweet guavas or bananas or mangoes or whatever fruit a person enjoys. This is just for us to, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote, all the namats of dunya are just like window shopping. When you go window shopping, you just see with your eyes. You don't touch it. You don't feel how is it. So what we are actually eating is just like window shopping of Jannah. Otherwise we wouldn't know what are the namats of Jannah. Just to give us an idea. And the azab of this dunya is also just to give us an idea that azab is much more worse. So these namats also will be so wonderful, which Allah Ta'ala will present. And then the fruit of Jannat, for example, yeah, in this dunya you eat a guava, nice, sweet guava, an enjoyable red color. You took a bite and you tell your son, where you bought this guavas? Make sure every week you go and buy from this shop. What wonderful guavas we have got here. You want to take your next bite and you see some worms walking. Now you don't know how many worms you ate already. In Jannat you'll take a bite, and there won't be a worm that comes out. Hurul Ain will come out. And you might think, how can a Hurul Ain live in a fruit? How can a worm live in a fruit? From where did the oxygen come? From where did everything? Allah's Qudrat that can make a worm in the middle of a rock and feed it there and give it its sustenance there. What is it difficult for Allah that a Hurul Ain will be there? Their hearts will be so clean, those Hurul Ain. And not one, how many Hurul Ain a person. And also remember one thing, that your wives of this dunya, make effort on them also. Let us make effort. They will be the queens of the Hurul Ain. The Hurul Ain will be just like maids working there. And they will be so beautiful. And your wife will be the Hur. She will be the queen over them. And this, Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, with a delegation of women, went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the language of a wise, a lecturer who adds salt and pepper to his talk, and makes the hadith also, he adds little salt and pepper. She asked that, oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these were the little additions, that our man in this world don't look at us. They look at the filthy, dirty street woman, naked street woman, they look. In Jannat when they're going to get Hurul Een, where they're going to look at us? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, if you ever imagine that a woman can ask such an intelligent question. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Umm Salma, go and tell the woman of the world, the woman of this dunya, when they will enter Jannat, they will be the queens of the Hurul Een. And they will, their beauty will bypass, surpass them. And it's man's nature, when you see greater beauty, you don't look at lesser beauty. So when your wife will be even more beautiful than the Hurul Een, you won't even look at them. They'll be just there to serve you. You're happy they are there to serve. But your wife will be everything for you. Then Umm Salma asked, وَبِمَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. How come? We are women of this dunya. We are born of sand and water. They are made of musk and umber of Jannah. Their material is Jannah's material. Our material is dunya's material. How come we going to be more beautiful? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِنُورِ عِبَادَتِهِمْ وَبِنُورِ تِلَاوَتِهِمْ. All the ibadat in him. They tolerate their husbands. Women should also be considerate, tolerate the husband. When a wife dies and the husband is happy with her, 8 doors of Jannah are open for her. And she can enter from any of those 8 doors, she can enter into Jannah. So woman must also have this jizbah, must make my husband happy. He must be pleased with me. And the tilawat, their beauty is not this which make them look like spooks. Hey, such bright red lipsticks here, and the blush, and then this eye, what they put on the eye, which actually make them look like spooks, that, and some, their complexion is such, and that yellow color and pink color, really they look like spooks in that. That is no beauty whatsoever. Hey? And then this year, that after a few years, this year these cosmetics have got such chemicals that completely destroyed its skin. Whereas there are those who look after themselves with their ibadah. One woman who's a granny, when somebody saw her, they were thinking of bringing a proposal for her. With so much beauty she's got, she's a granny, and she looks so fresh and healthy, a granny, and they want to bring a proposal for her. Whereas here, this other, she's hardly married, and you think she's already about to die, the way she looks, so old. So the beauty, wallah, the beauty that comes into a person is by tilawat of Quran Sharif. For the wife, the obedience of the husband. The husband is faithful to his wife. Zikrullah, the Quran Sharif, tilawat, namaz, etc. These are the things that bring beauty into a person's life. That Jannah will be forever and ever, never ever to come to an end. So that is what we should cherish for and strive. For that is this good effort that we are trying to make to bring this reality. That with gunas also, you mu'min, you will go to Jannah eventually, but you will go via. And via is very, very, very difficult. Right? If you go straight as a VIP, and as a VVIP, you will go. And with what in this world, Allah will keep you as a VVIP. In Akhirat, Allah will keep you as a VVIP. Very, very important person. And you'll get this namaz. So may Allah give us this understanding. Don't waste this valuable time Allah has given us for the filth and dirt, the temporary things of this dunya. Don't make fools out of ourselves. That I've got this, all these things. We are just making fools. A wise man, and the words of the great pious people, the Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran Sharif, can this be wrong? And this dunya is right? What Allah has told us in the Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really if we study hadith, went out of his way, totally out of his way to convince us, to teach us that akhirat is our object. And yet we get fooled with this dunya, and we make this dunya the end all and the be all. And mu'min's vision must be much more further. Look at that. For that is all this effort. So as Maulana also explained, that regularly, not only our khanqah, mashallah, how many khanqahs there are, and how many ahlullah, yeah, in Port Elizabeth, in the whole country, and in the world, and today with internet you have access, who your heart takes to, and you feel this person will lead me to Allah. In this world that I get the love of Allah, I start getting the enjoyment of Jannah in this world. Whoever your heart, munasabat is important. Ahle haq, the people of truth are plenty, alhamdulillah. But then your temperament, your mizaj, your agreement in your nature. For example, you are going on a business trip, and your friends are such that you are enjoying their company, that business becomes a leisure and an enjoyment. You're going for a holiday, but the friends don't agree with one another. Quarreling, fighting, all that holiday is a nightmare. So that is the important thing to see when you become that, to somebody that you can relate to openly and clearly, and your mizaj, you can understand one another, and you're happy with the person, you'll enjoy this journey. So, inshallah, some brothers want to become bad, can come forward now. We'll do the bad, after that azan and namaz, inshallah.
Briefly, just a brief intro, bad is sunnah, it's not faraz to become bad. What is faraz is our reformation, to correct our lives. And bad is for that purpose, to correct our lives. And this is just like you go to a doctor for diagnosis, for your consultation. And then he will prescribe some medicine. Just like we have cholesterol, high blood, we go for treatment. Our spiritual diseases, anger we got, eyes are not under control, lazy in our namazes, or we're not doing our namazes properly, so we need treatment. So this is it. And the medicine that's given first is one antibiotic, zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And then after that, a person who keeps on consulting with the doctor, as necessary, his medicine is changed also. And that person progresses tremendously in this path. So, and what we have to do, the general prescription is maintain Islamic clothing as far as possible. If because of job they don't allow it or something, but as soon as possible, we come back again into our Islamic dressing. Second is to read Quran Sharif daily. Even if we read, try and read quarter Sufara. So by that at least in the year, not quarter, sorry, 3-4 pages. In the year we'll be able to make one khatam. And then read 100 times La ilaha illallah. The first time and more or less every 10 times to complete the kalima Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should do that. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, we are taking out from our heart all the wrong things, the filthy dirt. And with illallah, we're putting the right thing into the heart. So the heart, how won't it become pure? If you do regularly, 100 times you vacuum in your heart, and then you're putting powder, fragrance in your heart, how can't it become pure if you do it properly? 100 times Allah. After the first Allah, you say Jalla Jalaluhu is wajib. And with this in mind that, oh Allah, I love you, I need you, you also love me, you come into my heart 100 times a day, how won't you get the love of Allah? And if you got the love of Allah, your life is made of deen, dunya and akhirah. And then very important is contact. And that is mostly where most of us don't get the benefit, we don't keep any contact. Keep contact, inform what our condition is. Good condition also inform, bad also. If still we are inclined to sin and be unmindful, inform of that also. And in good conditions, inform of that also. You get further du'as, etc. and you progress. May Allah make you peace, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruh. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينذر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from bid'ah, innovations, from hypocrisy, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sins of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my wants and desires and be unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salat with the jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my Islam and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and the Qadariyah and the Naqshbandiyah and the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakah of all 4 chains, accept my tawbah and my bad. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before mawth, grant me tawbah and grant my mawth Imani Kamil and Kalima al-Shahadah and Afiyah, Izzah, Raha and Salam. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, forever thereafter, in Jannah, with all the righteous and the
لا نكتنا لديك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى إلينا من أعمالنا. واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم إنك عفو سليم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وعورة وخطيئة. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا قالت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. الله اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسن إلا أنت واصرف عن سيئة لا يصرف عن سيئة إلا أنت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين، نسألك موجبات رحمتك وأذان مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والسلامة من كل إثم والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مرينا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة من هوائج الدنيا والآخرة، ولا نقي الصلاة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أول الأولين، يا أخذ الآخرين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا رحم المتقين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها وأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها. اللهم ارزقنا حبك حب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل الحكمة أفضل الأشياء إلينا واجعل الشدة أفضل الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أردت أعمل على الدنيا من دنياهم فأخرج عاجلنا من عبادتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أخفيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء، اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء، وبعد ليس بعد الموت، ولذة النظر إلى وجهك، ولذة النظر إلى وجهك، والشوق إلى لقائك، والشوق إلى لقائك، ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مذلة. اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان، اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان، اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا غزاة مهتدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة من الإيمان. اللهم اخرجنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. اللهم اهد وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهد الناس جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم ردنا رب المسلمين الى دينهم ردا جميلا. اللهم اهد الدين كله في العالم كله الى يوم القيامه واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان، وهل المشكلات بجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان، وغالهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ثبت الخلافة الحقانية في جميع العالم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربنا صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا واغفر موتانا. اللهم انشر رحمتك علينا ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، ذكره وذلة، سرا وعلانية، صغيرا كان وكبيرا، أبدا كان أو ناسيا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وأنت البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا، ربنا وتقبل الدعاء، ربنا وتقبل الدعاء، ربنا وتقبل الدعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد حبيبك. اللهم اختم بالسعادة آجالنا واجعل لنا في جنتك مصيرنا ومعالنا. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا، وتب علينا يا مولانا، وتب علينا يا مولانا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا رب المصطفى قل مقاصدنا واقبل لنا مرضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد كل ما قالت مواله سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
جزاكم الله.